I just first wanted to acknowledge the second author of this paper, Andreas Wins Purdy, who is the graduate student in my lab who actually conducted the work that I'm going to talk about today. So we saw the oblique banded leaf roller earlier in our symposium, Christiner rosaceana. This is a native multivoltine polyphagous insect that's widely distributed throughout temperate North America. And it's considered to be a major secondary pest of apple production in many apple-growing regions. And traditionally, or frequently, the method for control for the oblique banded leaf roller has been broad-spectrum insecticide applications. But with increased concerns for the environment and the development of insecticidal resistance, there is a real need to develop and implement softer pest management tactics against this insect. One of the tactics that has been explored is pheromone-based mating disruption. And this is an effective and specific control tactic that has been used against many different Lepidopteran pests in different cropping systems. And basically, large amounts of synthetic pheromone are released into a cropping system, and they serve to interfere with mate-finding behavior. In orcharding systems, the most widely used technology are these hand-applied dispensers. And these result in a slow release of pheromone that create these distinct plumes that can compete with female-produced plumes in the same habitat. Oops. One thing I want to mention about hand-applied dispensers is, although they have been demonstrated to be quite efficacious, they of course are very labor-intensive to use because they have to be hand-applied to the trees. Another approach is to microencapsulate the pheromone. And in this way, pheromone can be applied using sprayable formulations with an air blast sprayer. And there's obvious benefits to this. It's easy to apply. It can also be mixed with other formulations like pesticides or fertilizers or horticultural oils, and therefore that will reduce the number of sprays required for the producer to apply. However, the limitations of this formulation have been found to be because of a quite rapid initial pheromone release rate. These formulations have been lacked longevity in the field, and often multiple applications have to be applied throughout the growing season. Another soft pest management tactic is the use of horticultural oils. And traditionally in orcharding systems, these have been applied to dormant trees because of the oil-induced phytotoxicity on actively growing tissue. So quite recently, formulations of horticultural oil have been developed that are much more highly refined and therefore can be applied to pome trees during the growing season. So we came up with the idea of, what about combining sprayable formulations with horticultural oils as a spray adjuvant? We thought this would be easy to do because they can be mixed in the spray tank. There may actually be some synergistic effects between these two tactics, and it may result in a more robust IPM approach because multiple control tactics are being are acting simultaneously. We thought that the oil may enhance the effect of microencapsulated pheromones in one of two ways, or both. It may increase the rain fastness of the microcapsules to the foliage, and it may act to stabilize the pheromone release rate. If a microcapsule is embedded in oil, then the evaporative surface for the pheromone is reduced, and it may prolong the activity of the pheromone in the field. So the objectives of this work were to examine how mating disruption actually works by way of MEC pheromones with and without horticultural oil, and to investigate whether or not the addition of oil enhances the efficacy and longevity of mating disruption. And we measured this both in the lab and in the field. The mechanisms of mating disruption have been broken down into two major categories following the discussion of Miller et al. In 2006. In the competitive mechanisms, it consists mainly of false plume following. And so in this situation, a synthetic pheromone dispenser would release an attractive, distinct plume that competes with those being released from calling females. And in order for false plume following to occur, the plume released by the dispenser needs to be attractive. Well, the mech pheromone formulations are not attractive, and they're distributed evenly throughout the crop canopy. So the only mechanisms that are possible from the mech formulations are the non-competitive mechanisms. And these could include camouflage of the female's plume, or neurophysiological effects at the peripheral nervous system through antennal adaptation, or at the central nervous system through habituation and interruption of the processing of the pheromone signal. So these are the formulations that we used in this study. A 3M MEC formulation of Z1114 acetate, which is the major component of the pheromone of the oblique banded leaf roller. And Pure Spray Green, which is a highly purified horticultural oil that has been certified for organic production in the United States. All of the insects that we used in our studies came from a colony maintained at the Agriculture and Agri-Food Research Station in Summerland, British Columbia, which is located in the southern interior of the province. To assess the mechanisms of mating disruption, we conducted both behavioral and electrophysiological assays. The behavioral assays were all conducted in a laboratory wind tunnel, and we used a calling virgin female as the attractive pheromone source. The electrophysiological experiments were conducted on an electroantennagram. The male moths were exposed to the various treatments through sitting on a treated sheet metal disc. In this cage. The discs were sprayed with one of four treatments, distilled water alone, 2% oil in water, mech pheromone in water, and mech plus oil in water. And the formulations were aged in a fume hood for up to 47 days, depending on the experiment. And then on the day of the bioassay, the males were exposed to the discs for 1 hour before the assay was conducted. And we had 10 moths on each of those sheet metal discs during the exposure period. We conducted four different experiments. The first three were the wind tunnel experiments. And in these experiments, we held the treatment exposure time as constant at 1 hour, and we varied the time that males were allowed to recover from the treatments, or clean air recovery time. So in the first experiment, after the treatment exposure of 1 hour, males were automatically transferred to the wind tunnel and flown in the tunnel from their treated discs. In the second experiment, males were transferred to a clean disc and then introduced into the wind tunnel, and the assay occurred 75 seconds after removal from the treated discs. And the third experiment, they were given 1 hour after removal. The fourth experiment was our electrophysiological experiment, and the treatment exposure time and time post-exposure mimicked that of the behavioral experiment number two, so that males that were removed after the 1 hour treatment exposure, their antennae were excised and the electroantennagram was done 75 seconds after removal from the treatment. These are the results of the first experiment. So this is a wind tunnel experiment where the males had 1 hour exposure and no recovery, so they were flown in the tunnel on their treated discs. On the y-axis is the percent males that located the calling female in the tunnel. And on the x-axis is the formulation age on the disc at the time of the bioassay. So what you can see from this is that there was a very strong treatment effect of males sitting on the mech pheromone, And this reduced their ability to locate a female in a wind tunnel. And there was no difference in this experiment between the MEC pheromone alone and the MEC plus oil treatment. And there was no difference between the water and the oil controls. So from this experiment, because the males were actually sitting on the treated discs in the wind tunnel, we can't really eliminate any mechanisms at this point. So it could have been the result of camouflage or neurophysiological effects. The second experiment was conducted over a much longer period of time. And in this case, the males were flown in clean air after a 75-second recovery time. So again, we get the same trend that there's an effect of the pheromone even when the males are flown in clean air. But interestingly, in this experiment, we see a significant difference between the MEC plus oil formulation and the MEC alone. And the MEC plus oil is providing a greater level of communication disruption. And this lasts quite a long time in the experiment, up to about 42 days post-spray application. The third experiment was conducted only using discs age 6 days old. So on the x-axis here, we instead have the treatment. Now in this case, they were given 1 hour recovery before they were assayed. And the interesting thing is that even after 1 hour in clean air and being flown in clean air, the MEC plus oil still has a significant effect on reducing the percent males that were able to locate a female in the wind tunnel. And there was no significant difference between the MEC pheromone formulation alone and the controls. So taken all together, all three of our behavioral experiments point toward either a central nervous system habituation being an important mechanism or long-lasting antennal adaptation. So to determine the role of antennal adaptation in this communication disruption that we observed, we conducted an electroantennogram experiment where moths were placed on the discs for 1 hour, and then after they were removed, the antennae were excised and the antennae were challenged with the major pheromone component 75 seconds after removal from the treatment. And interestingly, we didn't see any effect on the ability of the antennae to smell the major component of the pheromone because of the sitting on the various treatments. So the MEC and the MEC plus oil formulations didn't result in a reduced ability of the antennae to detect the major pheromone component. So this supports the importance of central nervous system habituation as the major important mechanism in this system. So to conclude from this part of our work, we can say that central nervous system habituation is an important mechanism of communication disruption with MEC pheromones. And there is a small but significant effect of adding oil to the MEC pheromones. And it appears that close contact with the sprayed surfaces is very important for efficacy of this formulation. So the second part of our work was a field study with the objective to examine whether adding 2% oil to sprayable pheromone formulations increases their efficacy and longevity in the field. So for this experiment, we had three experimental research orchards. And in these orchards, we had three small plots that were 25 by 20 meters in size. And they were separated as far as possible in the experimental orchards, but maintaining at least 5 meters from the edge. Now the treatments were randomly assigned to the plots. We had a water control, MEC pheromone in water, and MEC pheromone plus oil formulation. We didn't have an oil alone control in this case because we were kind of limited for space, and also our previous lab experiments had shown that there was really no effect of the oil alone on the male mate finding ability. So all of these formulations were applied with an air blast sprayer at a rate of 1,000 liters per hectare, which is the label recommended rate for Pure Spray Green. And the way that these were assessed is that we had female baited delta traps, four per plot, and we released marked males into each of the treated plots. We released 50 males at eight different times throughout the experiment in each plot. And then each week we recorded the percent of males that were recaptured in the female baited traps. And we performed this weekly over a duration of 7 weeks. And here are the results. On the y-axis is the percent trap catch, and on the x-axis is the days post spray application. So initially, before the sprays were applied to the plots, we had similar recapture rates in all of our plots. And then after the sprays were applied, we got a significant reduction in the pheromone-treated plots in the percent recapture of marked males. However, we see no difference, no matter how we massage the data, we see no difference between the MEC pheromone formulation alone and the MEC plus oil formulation under field conditions. So to conclude from the field, we can tell that both MEC and MEC plus oil formulations remained effective in the field for at least 42 days. And this was a bit of a surprise to us because, as I mentioned in the beginning, it's the longevity of the MEC pheromone formulations that has been a problem with these formulations becoming adopted. But the addition of oil did not significantly increase the efficacy or the longevity of the MEC formulations under the field conditions tested. So overall, we can conclude that habituation appears to be a primary mechanism of disruption in Charistonura rosaciana exposed to MEC pheromones. And the oil did marginally enhance disruption from MEC under lab conditions, but not in the field. And the two pest management tactics of MEC pheromones and horticultural oils are compatible technologies. Thank you.